The company we're going to talk about is Savaria Corporation, SIS on the TSX. Now, Savaria is one of North America's leaders in the accessibility industry. Its product line is quite diverse, and it includes stair lifts, wheelchair lifts, patient lifts, residential and commercial elevators, and the conversion of adaptation of vehicles for the accessibility market. This past week, it reported record 2016 annual results. The performance reached new highs for 2016, both in terms of revenues and adjusted EBITDA. Revenues reached $120 million. That's up 26% from 2015. Adjusted EBITDA was up to around $20 million. That is about 41% over the same period of 2015, so just over the 2015 year. Cost controls enabled the company to reach higher EBITDA, and we saw some good solid acquisitions bringing in growth to the business as well. Now, these are great results. Is it a great growth stock? Is the stock trading at reasonable price? Now, that's what we look at. The valuation that we are going to look at to apply to this company is enterprise value to EBITDA. It's trading at around 15.8 times 2016 enterprise value to EBITDA. That is rich, but not completely unreasonable given the growth. Now, we have to look at the outlook on the business going forward and factor that in. If we factor in the benefits of the acquisitions of a company called Premier Lift that was completed in February of this past year, forecast revenue of approximately $143 million, that is up from $120 million in 2016. The corporation is also forecasting EBITDA in the range of $26 million. That would be around 26 or 7% growth over the $20 million it did last year. So that is solid growth. Let's take a look at the balance sheet quickly. As at the end of this past year, it had $51 million in cash in the bank. Debt is around $12, $13 million, so it has a strong net cash position. Our quick take is the stock is not cheap. If you believe in the growth story, the acquisition story, and that demographic story that it's servicing, you would be holding your nose at current valuations and buy it long term. We'd look maybe 2 to 5 years out, and it offers some value if the company can continue to grow cash flow, EBITDA, and revenues at the clip that it is at present. We continue to monitor the company, but it does seem to offer some value here if you are looking long term.
Yeah, absolutely. And Ryan, you talked about the valuation on an enterprise value to EBITDA basis. And just for anybody who's not familiar with EBITDA, that's earnings before interest, taxes, depreciation, and amortization. So this would be the operating earnings generated from the assets, essentially, before other factors that are influenced by regulation and management, like how much debt the company is going to have or what the tax rate happens to be that year. So this is not actually the profitability that goes to the shareholders. It measures the profitability of the underlying business. We typically tend to look more at earnings per share. And if you look at earnings per share for the company, 34 cents per share for the year, up about 21%. On a valuation basis, they'd be trading about 36 times earnings, about 25 times earnings when you take the net cash position out. So looking at that, it is certainly not a cheap stock, but you do have the growth. I mean, if they've been several years now where revenue has gone up and they're doing an acquisition that's going to produce, is expected to produce significant growth in the future. So it is certainly something to look at, not cheap, but typically the highest quality companies are rarely cheap. You rarely find an opportunity to get them that cheap.